It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanny Faubert, asking the question, how many times can you find someone before they put their dog on a leash? Three times? Over, what, $1,600, $1,700 worth of fines? That's the situation facing a lady in Kananaskis Village who had just given another $1,000 fine for having an off-leash dog off there after previous fines of, I think, $650 and $150-ish?
Yeah. $115, yeah. And you know what? Ignorance has no number. There's a reason why these fines are going up, and it's to teach both the general public and this person in specific a lesson. You're in a provincial park, you have your dog on leash. It's for a very important reason, is because these are protected places, they're your conservation areas, and they're wildlife. Mm-hmm. And dogs that are off leash not only put the wildlife at risk, put your dog at risk, and potentially put you at risk. And then when you get caught, you're going to go to court, and we're going to write about you at the newspaper.
Exactly. On the front page, in fact. One of the conservation officers that was quoted in the article in the Outlook was saying something to the effect of, when you have to put down an animal because they've been chased by an off-leash dog, I mean, it's a horrible thing to do.
It's being so disconnected from the consequences of our actions. I remember, was it 2 years ago, the bighorn sheep that was chased by a dog off the side of the cliff above Grassy Lakes that the conservation officers couldn't find because the trail of blood ended. It may not happen every time, but every time it does happen, what we're seeing here is the effects of our actions. And we are supposed to know better. If we are entering into protected areas, as users of those parks, we have a responsibility to respect the rules because they're there for a reason.